Well, in terms of doing a sequel, we didn't really plan that there was going to be a sequel tacked onto it, and we didn't know what it was going to be. However, we did want to leave it open-ended enough that we could do a sequel if we wanted to. And the simple reasoning behind that was when we released it in January of 93, there weren't enough CD-ROM drives out there to sustain what we wanted to do. And we needed to see if the market was going to be ripe or not to do it. As it turns out, you know, we're selling, or manufacturers are selling, 500,000 CD-ROM drives a month now, and the market is really booming. So, thus, boom, Presto's going to do a sequel. So, you know, we sat down, we spent about 5 months writing the story for Buried in Time, and we're very excited about it. It really does fit in well as a sequel, but I will tell you, it is very different from the first game. And, you know, the name is the same, and the Temporal Security Agency is the same, but in terms of gameplay and what it looks and feels like, it is a whole new monster.